Today we're going to be taking up some privileged resolutions to repeal some of the directives by executive order that the governor has issued over the last year.
The legislature voted to end an executive order that gave rise to the term Cuomo chips because bars and restaurants were not allowed to serve alcoholic drinks unless the customer also agreed to buy at least a small amount of food. Senator John Manion, a Syracuse-area Democrat, speaking on the Senate floor, says the rule, while designed with good intentions, was a hardship to owners of food and drinking establishments. Manion, a former chemistry and biology professor, taught courses on viruses and other pathogens. He says despite the governor's claims that his decisions during COVID have been based on science, there's no evidence to support the requirement.
I have yet to find any scientific literature that finds a correlation between ordering food with your drink and stopping the spread of COVID-19.
The actions by Democrats who lead both houses of the legislature comes at a time of tension between the governor and lawmakers. Cuomo is embroiled in several scandals, including allegations of sexual harassment and accusations of a cover-up of nursing home death numbers during the pandemic. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins has said Cuomo should resign, while Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has authorized an impeachment inquiry. The legislature also ended some punishments for vaccine distributors, including an executive order that required healthcare providers to use up their allotment of vaccines in 1 week or face hefty fines. Senator Michelle Hinchey of the Hudson Valley says the rule is unnecessarily harsh and particularly hampers the efforts in rural communities.
Our small neighborhood pharmacists and those working creatively to deliver vaccines through pop-ups and door-to-door distribution should not bear the burden of this outdated and now harmful directive.
The third order that was rescinded could be viewed as a shot against Cuomo advisor Larry Schwartz. Schwartz worked as a volunteer to oversee the state's vaccine distribution process. Some county executives accused Schwartz of also requiring that they declare their loyalty to the governor, and they were concerned that their counties might receive fewer vaccine doses if they did not say they backed the embattled Cuomo. Schwartz and the governor deny that occurred. The changes require that volunteers who assist with COVID management now be treated as public officers, and they'll have to comply with government disclosure and other transparency rules. Restaurant industry groups hailed what they say is an end to a burdensome mandate. Republicans in the legislature also cheered the actions, but say they are too little and too late. Senator Peter Overbacher, a Republican who represents parts of the Mohawk Valley and Southern Tier, says all of the governor's orders during the pandemic should end. He says orders that require all bars and restaurants to close at midnight also make no sense.
There are a number of unscientific, arbitrary executive orders that need to be terminated.
Cuomo, in a statement, says he was already planning to lift some of the executive orders anyway. He says the rule requiring that bars and restaurants always serve food with beverage orders will end on May 3rd. And he says the midnight curfew will be discontinued for outdoor dining areas on May 17th and for indoor ones on May 31st. A spokesman for the governor says Cuomo and his staff are pleased that the legislature agrees that there's been enough progress made on fighting COVID to allow the state to end the restrictions. Senate Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris says the governor did not seem at all happy when he learned earlier in the week of the legislature's planned actions.
I assure you the governor was not at all pleased that we are passing this repeal today.
Cuomo has little recourse even if he were to disagree with the legislature's actions. The resolutions passed by wide margins, and Democrats hold a supermajority in both houses with enough members to override any potential vetoes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.